Hello, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I am back earlier than last year. The last posted episode, I believe, was in April of 2023. So it has been a minute. Quick update on my life, you know, since it's been a year since I've recorded anything. So Ivy, which is my baby girl, she is 7 months old, almost 8 months old, actually. And she is at the point now where she is almost standing up on her own. She's playing in her little playpen that we have. She's more independent during her playtime. She's actually sleeping through the night. So we're talking from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. She sleeps through the night. So my husband and I are finally catching up on some much needed sleep. But she does still enjoy her contact naps. So throughout the day, when she goes down for her naps, she's still laying on my chest. And that is where I have been writing and doing that kind of stuff, writing or reading mostly. But I think it's pretty crazy that since October of 2023 to now, which I'm recording this in February of 2024, I have finished writing 3 books. And when I say that, it's one full book, so one full manuscript of around 75,000 words, and then the second half of 2 other books. So I guess technically it would be 2 books if you're counting, you know, the second half of the 2 others as one full book word count wise. But I also managed to read 4 books just for leisure, for fun, including the behemoth that is Crescent City 2, and I'm halfway through the newest Crescent City, which is the 3rd book in that series. And considering that this was around the holidays and winter break, beginning a new year, that sounds like a lot, especially when you take a baby and 2 littles under 10 into consideration. But surprisingly, it didn't feel like a lot. And that's because I wasn't pulled in 18 different directions like I used to be. Now, this isn't to say that I'm not proud of what I've accomplished and the creative business I've built over the past decade. It's crazy to even think that it's been that long. But doing that consumed more of my time than I had realized. Because instead of writing, I was putting together something for social media, or filming a YouTube video, editing that video, launching a new course or program, doing tarot readings for clients, or creating a workbook for the Inner Divine Collective, recording a podcast episode, and the list goes on. And while I enjoy doing all of those things, none of them compare to the fulfillment I get while writing a book. And I remember feeling so frustrated every week in the past, because by the time the weekend rolled around, I realized I hadn't gotten any writing done and that I was just spent. I was too tired to pick it up and write again. And so that vicious cycle continued. But what's really hit me this year is that that was one season of life where I was doing everything on my own, taking care of a house and all of its maintenance, paying the bills, cooking, cleaning, grocery shopping, running a business, writing and publishing books, creating content, shifting so drastically from that season of life to this one was by far the biggest adjustment I've ever had to make. And I did resist it at first because it felt so vastly different than it used to. But then I realized it wasn't all on my shoulders anymore, that I had entered into a true partnership with my husband, who is hands down the most selfless and incredible person on this planet, and no one can convince me otherwise. But this partnership granted me space in ways I never could have imagined. I felt like I could breathe again, like the divine feminine could finally flourish. I may have gained other responsibilities, but I was able to let so many other ones go and share others. And this space provided the mental energy, clarity, and time that I didn't have before to do the one thing I've only ever wanted to do full time, which is write. So what's the lesson here? The best way I can put it is that just because you have a bunch of little things on your plate that you enjoy doesn't necessarily make for a fulfilling meal. I'm going to say that one more time. Just because you have a bunch of little things on your plate that you enjoy doesn't necessarily make for a fulfilling meal. Where I used to expend energy on guiding and teaching others, I now use that energy guiding and teaching the littles. And a huge bonus for me because that guiding and teaching is reciprocated. We can learn so much from kids. Where I used to create on a schedule for the sake of remaining relevant in the eyes of strangers, I now only create with purpose and intention when I have something that feels worthwhile to share. Where I used to spin my wheels rushing to fit all the things I enjoy into each day, I now put my focus on the one thing that is guaranteed to bring me fulfillment, which makes anything else that happens that day feel like a bonus. So was it hard to let go? Yes. Was it hard to shed the parts of myself that no longer felt aligned? Yes. Did I resist at nearly every turn? Also, yes, more than I care to admit. But it was in questioning that resistance that I found clarity. It was in realizing how much more I was enjoying myself doing just one creative thing versus trying to squeeze seven into a single day. And that's not to say that I won't explore new hobbies and try new things. In fact, I have been quite crafty in my downtime. But if there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's to not underestimate the power of that one thing. The thing you wish you were doing when you're stuck doing something else, the thing that makes time fly by without realizing it, the thing that continues to bring you joy, peace, and a sense of fulfillment every time you embark on it. I encourage you to find your one thing. For me, that is writing. It always has been. It always will be. Even if it took me being on a very winding, roundabout path to realize it. And with that, I want to thank you for listening. I plan to resume recording episodes more frequently, although it won't be on a schedule for all the reasons we just covered in this podcast. So the best way to stay informed when new episodes drop is to subscribe to this podcast, as well as follow me on Instagram at Inner Divine Alchemy. Until next time.